Welcome to Guardians of the Sacred. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we are talking about this new world and continuing out. And we've been just over these last 4 years, have really seen an acceleration of this new world, and it's really been amazing. As I've been telling you, for it as Guardians, we continue to send the thoughts out of love and light all over the world as we are seeing things being transformed. And as we're watching things being transformed, one of the things that we're watching to do is restoration, eruptions, and just being restored, riches and wealth towards Native American people, African American people, Hispanic brothers and sisters, restoration, reparations, restitution. And we know that the universe instantly responds to your prosperous thoughts. And this is one of the reasons why we, as guardians, continue to send out these thoughts. And one of the reasons being is that, you know, the universe gives a task of building wealth to people who think they are, in charge of things and thinks they, they've lived off the people so long that they think they're in charge. But that's not true. One of the beautiful things about this is the restoration that we've been watching. I've just recently come across an article. Spelman University got $100 million endowment from a medical device maker. And that's one of the things that's really beautiful, is that medical device maker, you know, that's a big deal for HSBU. And this has been happening a lot. There's other HSBUs, historically black universities, colleges, universities across the U.S. That have been getting money in these last, 4 years. And it's been amazing that we are watching this. And so this is what's really beautiful. But one of the things that we're talking in this great restoration is that there's a lot of principles that are just really beautiful in making this happen. And understanding as guardians, we are part of this happening. One of the things about guardians is that to understand the principles that we're sending out, we're writing things wrong. I told you about that whole saying, spirits of love and light, we've come to set things right. And as guardians, when we send out love and light, we are setting things right, because the universe is the ultimate authority. And as we send forth the love and light into the universe, one of the beautiful things that begins to happen is that the wrongs are really begin to set right. And this is why we continue to work and doing this over and over and over. We don't stop sending out love and light in anywhere, because we are dismantling the darkness. Darkness cannot stay where there is light, because light exposes the darkness. And because light exposes the darkness, because love is light, love is information in the physical, love is information and knowledge. And knowledge quells forth fear. When a person knows themselves, they will laugh at their fears. This is what's beautiful about your understanding this. Love will cause you to laugh at your fears. We always talk about that you are a spirit of love and empowerment and wisdom. And as you're sending out love, it's instant and constant. And that instantaneous feeling of love, which you're supposed to feel good, begins to evict fear. But you also get information that will come. Information will cause manifestations. And one of the things, I've been in Atlanta, I've been in Atlanta for, almost 4 years straight. And, one of the things I've just watched is things manifesting on a very fast way. I've been watching it just happen just very, very quickly, over and over and over. I mean, we just a year ago, we were talking about Black and Vocal, Black and Vocal TV network, our Doctori television network and other things, and all of a sudden here we are at the press at the point of just of seeing them come to be. And we did the same thing with GB in Urban City. GB has become a manifestation. We finished GB back in 2019. We finished that, and that has become a global thing. And we have our global chairman, John Green, that's the head of it. And we have the same thing with Urban City, our Urban City network. This came about in New York City and in actually Washington, D.C. years ago. It was a streetwear, and then it began to be manifested. You know, now it's a global television wear run by Donovan Ross. Donovan Ross is an excellent, an excellent CEO and visionary. And he's, he's a great screenwriter and big in the field of entertainment. You know, he has his own company, Don Amari Entertainment. And so it's just really awesome to see these manifestations. And as guardians, one of the things we do, we have a heart of compassion for people, and we want to see them manifested. But one of the things that love does on the opposite is to manifest wealth and riches to people. People often negate that side of things, that the universe will manifest, will cause you to manifest wealth and riches in your life. And this is one of the things. Wealth and riches are physical wealth and riches, but they also involve relationships and money. One of the things that you could ever have, the greatest riches, is of your family. And so this is really important that we never stop sending out love, because that's what our goal is, to manifest and to spread this love around, because people are dealing with so many things. And so I want to read you just a couple of things to understand. And we're going to talk about a couple of principles here that really is important about understanding the wealth and riches that will come from your into your life, because you get to a place where the wealth and riches find you. You're not looking for it anymore. It just finds you. And so this is really important. Let me give you this. This is principles about this. The universe, the benefits of the universe makes one rich, and there is no painful toil. I mean, one of the things about how the universe works is that people, you know, seek to get rich. I was watching, and they end up doing all kinds of things just to become successful. And one of the things I read the other day was about Wall Street, the Wall Street drug culture, which is full of cocaine and full of hard drugs and like Adderall and alcoholism, and people trying to achieve success and basically being a slave to a system that they can't get free from. And it's causing them a lot of stress and a lot of mental health. This is Wall Street. This is the side of Wall Street no one talks about. This is the side of Wall Street that's painful for a lot of people, because they're trying to make it big in places where people think they have all this power, and they're trying to get money from clients and invest that money. But one of the things to remember is that, the universe, brings wealth without painful toil for it. It will be easy. The universe makes it easy. This is why we have ideas. And so this is one of the reasons why we understand that we are keeping love first in our lives, by sending out love and light every day just to a simple person, to people around the street. Because as the universe is adding to your life, the universe is adding wealth and riches to your life without that painful toll. Everything will be seen. It'll be easy. There's no struggle to get it like other people. There's no fear about it going anywhere. You won't have anything to regret about it. It's only going to be, it will just make you extremely wealthy. The universe will do that. And this is really important to understand that, because they're working hard with it, and you should always work diligently for something. But as the universe works with you in this, you will think things will just be super, super, super easy. there won't be any trouble that brings to you wealth. Because a lot of times, you know, you read these stories about people who get wealthy via the lotteries, and there's a lot of trouble that comes with it. I was reading a story a long time ago about a guy named Jack something or another from Tennessee, and he became he won one of the biggest jackpots at the time in history, and he became wealthy. And one of the, you know, there was just one sad story after another that happened to it. And so him, you know, he lost his granddaughter to drugs, and people tried to steal money from him. You know, people were doing all kinds of things. And you know, he finally got to the place where he said he wished he would have never, you know, got that money. And this is one of the reasons you always encourage people to be silent about, you know, their wealth and riches, because, you know, it was just bringing a lot of issues, you know, to it. And this is one of the reasons why the universe, the benefits of the universe, will make you wealthy, and there will be no sorrow to it. There's other cases where a woman spent $19 million just to get her boyfriend out of jail. I mean, it was like, you know, most people were like, he would just stayed there. there was a situation where a guy went to a church, a woman went to a church, and won, you know, she won the lottery, and her pastor took her to court, sued her, and won. It wasn't his money. But because one of the things about money is money shows you what's in your heart. You got to always remember, we always remember this. I always take people aside. Money shows you what's in your heart. Look at what you spend your money on, and that will show you what's your heart. If your kids are important to you, you spend money on it. I know my cousin Tony's like that. He spends money on his kids crazily. He just bought $400 worth of groceries for them and didn't even think twice about it. But that's where his heart is. His heart isn't with his children. His heart is very, very with his children. And I'm very proud that a father would be doing that. Just like I told you about Donovan Ross, his heart is with his children, as well as my best friend Craig. Its heart is with his children. I know one of my good friends, Ivan, is like that as well. Their hearts are with their children. Your children are your heart running around, so you want to spend all kinds of money on them. And that's what you're supposed to. But money shows you where your heart is, what's important to you. Money shows you where you want to spend your money. You will spend money on the things that are important to you. You just don't give money to frivolously. You know, people claim they're, you know, if they don't have a lot of money, but they can find money to do their hair. You know, I read about that today. It was a funny meme about somebody saying, you always saying you don't have any money, and Christmas time is coming up. You knew it was coming up, but yet you got a fancy hairdo, but you don't have any money. So you don't come over here asking for money. But money shows you where your heart is. Money will always magnify what's in your heart. You know, if your kids are important to you, money will magnify that. If your kids aren't important to you, when you get money, you know, you will see that as well. One of the things my friend Linda always talks about, she said, when somebody passes away, you see one of two things. You see grief or you see greed. You always know where somebody's heart is. Other things, just an aside, other things that tell you where your money is. Fame will always show you where your money is. You know, fame will always tell you where your heart is. You know, when a famous person, all that does is magnify who you truly are. It magnifies the inner you. Power, when you're in a powerful position, a senator or, you know, executive producer or whatever, wherever your heart is, will be shown, you know, you will see what's important to you. You know, CEO, you know, you see what's important to you. And relationships are what you will see. Relationships are also what magnifies what's in your heart. This is why we have a relationship first love. Love will cause us to have unselfish concern for other people. And this is important in this understanding, you know, as guardians, because, you know, we are also, you know, people that send out love and light, working through compassion. working through love, to help change people's lives, but we also have the tool of money to help shape the way things are. So riches is a natural part of what you're doing. And I want you to understand, these principles of what you're doing, because this is a part of it. So let me share another principle with you about this. You will multiply quickly doing something. You will multiply quickly in the same year, like 100 times over. And this is what's important. And the universe doesn't just pour out a few riches at once. The universe pours out great, 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 great riches. And this is one of the reasons why people have to understand that you don't try to get rich quick schemes because you end up losing more. But it will make it happen. And so this is also an understanding. This is why money, when people have greed, money is their god. Money is they worship their money. They worship their material goods. Our hearts are set on taking care of people. But when people worship their materialism, that's what your possessions, that magnifies who you are. Another principle, as I told you, is that you will reap, a hundredfold in the same year. An idea is a seed. An idea is a seed that you cultivate to produce. I want to do a t-shirt company. Well, you get the t-shirt company, do bonfire.com. And then you watch everything just be multiplied. Everything will be multiplication. This is what we are seeing it in our lives, is that multiplication is a process that happens over and over and over. Everything will always be multiplied in addition. Negativity works in subtraction and division, while, we work in multiplication and addition. And so this would be the rest of your life. This is just not in the moment. This is just down the road as well. So as guardians, one of the things we're doing, we're sending out love and light. We've been feeding this new world, watching this change. But, I think some guardians fail to understand the multiplication effect of what you're doing, in your own life, bringing you wealth and riches, because love manifested in the physical world is money, wealth, and material things. So, but because your heart is pure, you will be able to see that. You won't fluctuate with the up and downness. You will be on point, because every day you're focusing on love, encouragement, abundance, and peace, wisdom, insight, comprehension, knowledge, and you're sending that out, and you're working yourself. So you're also learning to be in humility. And so this is really super, super important. And this is just one of the other principles. You'll also get double for your trouble. Anytime we go through something, anything detrimental that would have taken our attention off of things, places and people that we're supposed to be, the universe will make sure that we get double for our trouble. You will have the years. You will get double the portion back of things that should have been taken, that have been taken from you. This is what the universe will do. The universe will give you double for your trouble. And this is one of the things that I think a lot of people fail to understand. Double for your trouble in everything you do. This is one of the reasons why we proclaim it. So double for your trouble, meaning that you can expect double the benefits for every time you've been given that trouble. Your joy will go on forever. And so this is one of the things that you remember. Because of what's happened to you, you will get double for your trouble in the midst of this, and you will your joy will be multiplied over and over and over. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. Joy is a fruit or an attribute of the Spirit, as we talked about this before. Every day, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the aspects that you're also working on yourself, in humility, integrity, wisdom, insight, comprehension. These are parts of you that are just unlimited, and once they manifest outside of you, they become a part of you. They're your energetic parts, and as you are focused on yourself, the universe is going to come and just, you know, multiply everything in your life. Multiply everything, you know, by leaps and bounds. But everything will also be restored. We're in a great time of restoration, restitution, reparations for people whose ancestors were slaves and other things. They're receiving, people are receiving these gifts of their former homes and other things and, land and, and this is important because these things are being restored back to people. What was stolen from your ancestors will be returned to you. This is one of the reasons why this wealth and riches are being outpoured right now. These are stories. You read in Native Americans, the same things are happening to them. I just read a story about a man that was incarcerated for 49 years and he got $25 million. And just think about this. The person that arrested him and all his other stuff, still have nothing but a pension. But yet this guy's, free. And so this is really important for us to always understand that, there's a change afoot and that the universe is going to empower you to become wealthier and wealthier and wealthier. And we must understand there is no sorrow to it. There's no toiling for it. There's no grief associated with it. It's just going to happen the rest of your life. And so in this, remember who you are. Remember that love and light, compassion. We're sending out compassion to people. Some people we don't even know. Some people we will never see, but they will hear our voice and they will know of the concept that we're doing. And so as we go on in Guardians, one of the things we're doing over the next 6-7 months to a year is really examining our heart, making sure all those sources of greed are out of there. We are watching these things happen, but we're also making sure that we are okay and that we have our vehicles, our businesses, all in order to absorb some of this outpouring of restitution, reparations, restoration happening. And we will see it in our lifetime. We're getting ready to see some great, 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 great and mighty things happen right now, right before our very eyes. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Morning Jolt. Thank you for joining me. Guardians, sorry. This is our Guardians podcast. Thank you for joining me.